Chapter 42. After some persuasion, Mrs. Ferrars, who had lost two sons within the space of a few weeks, admitted Edward back into her presence and pronounced him again to be her son. However, it was then Edward's duty to reveal his present engagement. At first, Mrs. Ferrars endeavoured to dissuade him from marrying Miss Dashwood by every argument in her power. She told him that in Miss Morton he would have a woman of higher rank and a fortune of £30,000, but when she found that Edward was not to be moved, she eventually, after an ungracious delay, granted her consent to his marriage to Eleanor. Mrs. Ferrars provided the couple with the sum of £10,000, which was as much as they desired, and more than they expected. Once their house at Delaford was ready, there was no longer any need to wait. Early in the autumn, Edward and Eleanor were married in Barton Church. It was not long before Mrs. Ferrars also forgave Robert, to whom she gave a considerably larger sum of money than she had given to Edward. Robert had always been her favourite. Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters now spent a large part of their time at Delaford. In addition to visiting Eleanor and Edward, Mrs. Dashwood also had another motive, to bring Marianne and Colonel Brandon together. John Dashwood had also frequently expressed his admiration of the Colonel, of his wealth and taste, and had spoken more than once of his eagerness to have him as a brother. With such a confederacy against her, what could she do? Marianne was born to an extraordinary fate. She was born to discover the falsehood of her own opinions, to overcome an affection formed at the age of 17, and with no sentiments superior to strong esteem and lively friendship, voluntarily give her hand to another, a man whom 2 years before she had considered too old to be married. But so it was. At the age of 19, Marianne became Colonel Brandon's wife, and the Colonel was now as happy as all those who best loved him believed he deserved to be. In Marianne he was consoled for every past affliction. Her regard and her society restored his mind to animation and his spirits to cheerfulness, and Marianne found her own happiness in forming his. Marianne could never love by halves, and her whole heart became, in time, as much devoted to her husband as it had once been to Willoughby. Mrs. Dashwood, although she was in constant communication with her relations in Delaford, remained at the cottage in Barton. Margaret had now reached an age highly suitable for dancing, and not ineligible for attracting the interest of young gentlemen, a fact which now provided new amusement for Sir John Middleton and Mrs. Jennings.